You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Back when I was 17, I used to babysit for our neighbor, who at the time was a single mother who happened to be going through a particularly nasty divorce. She had two young sons, one of which was 8 years old, while the other was only around 18 months. They were absolutely adorable and very well-behaved kids, but you could tell that they were going through a lot.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
And the older one definitely showed signs of stress over the whole thing. And I'll never forget the time he asked me why his daddy couldn't live with them anymore, and it honestly broke my heart. Not because I didn't have an answer for him, but because to hear it would have just been too much to bear. Too much for anyone to bear. Anyway, after a few months of being alone, she finally decided to get back on the old dating horse. I was so happy for her. After such a rough time, she deserved to find happiness again, to find someone who had the wherewithal to be a real father to these two adorable little boys. So one night, she leaves on her date and says she'll be back around midnight and not a moment later. Only, she doesn't tell me exactly where she's going, and I have no way to contact her because this was back in the 80s and no one had a cell phone. Well, they did exist, but not in the available commercial sense. It was all landlines back then. Otherwise, this might not have gone the way it did. So on the night in question, I'm chilling on the couch, absent-mindedly flicking through the TV channels. I put the kids to bed an hour previous. They're sleeping like rocks and everything seems fine and dandy. When suddenly there's a knock at the front door. I wasn't expecting anyone, but then again, it wasn't my house, so I felt kind of obligated to answer and take a message or whatever. Only as I started walking down the hallway towards the front door, whoever is on the other side starts banging against it and cursing up a storm.
Cheryl, I know you're in there. Open the door.
Now what was exactly said, I don't remember, but I'm not keen on repeating some of the words they used. It was really, really harsh. So I'm just frozen, looking at the door in total fright when the oldest boy came flying out of his room and down the stairs, running to the door and yelling, "Daddy's home!" I pull him away from the door. I had no idea what this guy's intentions were, and after all, they were probably divorced for a freaking reason.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
But I almost fainted with fear when I hear the words, "I got my shotgun in my truck, and tonight I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget." He screams this, but then I hear his footsteps move up the gravel path. It appeared he wasn't bluffing at all. And if that was the case, then our lives were clearly in danger. When he gets back, he's banging on the door and threatening to start shooting through it if no one opens. I grab both kids and run out the back door and across the street to my house where my mom calls the police. When the police arrive a few minutes later, they actually find the ex-husband taking a massive dump on Cheryl's porch. He was arrested, and I wait with the kids at my house for their mom to show up. Everyone was in tears by that point, even my mom, who was normally a pretty reserved woman. I mean, maybe he was just having a manic episode and no one was in real danger, but honestly, it was one of the most terrifying nights of my entire life. So this is the story of the worst day of my entire life so far. I was just 15 at the time, babysitting my little sister who was a toddler, like about that kind of age where she could walk and open doors. My parents were making a quick run to the store and left me in charge. I was chilling in the TV room. Sis was in her bedroom playing with her dolls or whatever. After a few minutes of watching TV, I noticed it was a little too quiet. I checked her room and she wasn't there. I checked everywhere else with growing alarm, looking and calling for her, but she was nowhere to be found. To my absolute horror, I realized the person I'm supposed to be babysitting is definitely no longer in the house. There was this kid's swing park across the street that she liked, and this wouldn't be the first time that she worked the doorknob successfully and toddled over to play there by herself. So I sprinted over there to look for her, running on pure adrenaline and panic. But there was still no sign of her.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
I spotted a group of three grade schoolers there, so I described her and asked them if they had seen her around. One of the boys told me he saw a girl matching her description get into a blue car. We don't own a blue car, nor do any of the family friends. I can't adequately describe the feeling of dread, panic, and hopelessness that completely overwhelmed me. It was kind of feeling like my heart actually fell out of my chest. I sprinted from one end of the block to the other, hoping to catch a glimpse of this blue car. I ran through and around the adjoining elementary school, hoping maybe she was there. Never mind that I'd already been told that she had gotten into a stranger's car. I was completely irrational, was hoping that I had misheard that kid or something, or maybe please, God, she was back. After some kind of eternity, I ran back home to call 911. By this time, my parents were back, and lo and behold, my sister was with them. It turns out she did open the door and wander off, but only to the store and back. A stranger had asked her where she lived and then walked her straight back to her house since it was obviously dangerous for her to be out alone. In my panic, I'd completely missed her coming home, and I was furious as to why my parents didn't think to notify me, so I guess it ended okay. I locked myself in the bathroom and sobbed for a while. Then I was overcome by an overwhelming urge to punch this little turd who had lied to me. I bolted back to the playground with no clear plan in mind. He wasn't there when I got back. I suppose that's good because I was sufficiently older, bigger, and utterly blind with rage that I probably would have murdered him at that point. An apology, however physically coerced, would have been nice though. Oh, and I'm fairly certain the boy wasn't just mistaken. After all was said and done, I recalled that one of the kids and his little group of friends had started to chime up when she saw me running around in a panic. I just vaguely remember her saying something like, "Hey, mister, you should know about your sister." Something in the tone of her voice was apologetic, like she realized how messed up their joke was. But I was completely irrational at that point and ran off to keep searching, and it failed to register until later. Point being, there's a reason why the front page of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy says, "Don't panic." Never truer a word said. So this story isn't about me babysitting, but rather a close relative babysitting me and my sister when we were much younger. My parents told us the story when we grew up, and honestly, this has to be one of the last things any babysitter would want to happen to them or anyone in their guardianship. We wince every single time they retell it, and I'm guessing you will too. My parents had decided that they were going to have a little date night for the wedding anniversary and called up a family member to see if they would babysit us for the evening. She adored babies and would always play with us when she would occasionally visit, so she must have appeared to be the best person for the job. Although by the end of this, you might well dispute that idea rather violently. My parents were in the living room getting ready to leave for the night, and we were in our room playing with her. After a little while, she starts throwing me up and down in the air in that playful way that grown-ups do with kids sometimes. Apparently our dad happened to notice this and warned her to be extremely careful since the ceiling fan was at full blast, but decided she was aware and responsible, so he just headed back to the living room to carry on getting changed. After a few more playful tosses in the air, she put me down and started to do the same thing with my sister. Except, she wasn't quite as lucky. According to my dad, no more than like 30 seconds had gone by when a loud gasp followed by a blood-curdling scream echoed all around the house. My parents came rushing to the room, and what they witnessed was something my mom has never, ever been able to get out of her head. She just stood there in shock for a moment, surveying the pure horror of the scene before her. Our babysitter had accidentally tossed my sister into the fan while it was still on, and it wasn't one of those flimsy, cheapo ceiling fans that you can pick up from a Walmart. It was one of those solidly built, steel blade fans, built with safety features, sure, but still super heavy. Also, the fan setting was thankfully not set to high, but only to medium. God knows what the damage would have been if it was. And the way my mom tells the story, for the first few moments after walking into the bedroom, she thought my sister was dead. Blood was splattered all over the wallpaper, almost as if someone had been brutally beaten. My sister was on her bed's blood-soaked sheets with a huge gash on her forehead, and you can only imagine what kind of horror was going through our babysitter's mind. An ambulance quickly came to get her cleaned up and was given a lot of stitches in her forehead. My parents were more than relieved the blades didn't strike an eye, that she actually only managed to pick up superficial injuries. The babysitter didn't come around after that, even though everyone got over it pretty quickly since it was an accident. She still has the scar on her forehead today.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
We would joke around about the scar and how it was actually my plan to take her out to be an only child, or how she got her scar wrong and it's supposed to zigzag like Harry Potter's lightning bolt scar. I suppose, at best, it's an interesting story to tell if anyone asks her about the faint scar on her forehead.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.